Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
From the Jennifer and Ted Stanley Studios in Somerville, Massachusetts, it's Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Kellerman. Heavy-duty trucks make up just 4% of the vehicles on the road, yet they use 20% of the fuel. Now, for the first time, trucks and other commercial vehicles will have to meet federal fuel efficiency standards. Back in 2007, President George W. Bush signed a law allowing new standards. Now President Obama has set them. Joining me to discuss the new rules is Alan Schaefer, Executive Director of the Diesel Technology Forum, which advocates diesel as a sustainable energy technology. Mr. Schaefer, welcome to Living on Earth.
Thanks. Great to be here.
So first of all, what kind of trucks are we talking about?
This new rule covers trucks of all shapes and sizes, from the big rig tractor-trailer type trucks down to the heavy-duty pickup trucks, kind of the beefier work-grade truck, and everything in between, the cement mixers, fire trucks, you name it. If you've seen a truck like it, this rule covers it. It also covers buses, I should say, too.
So let's say for an 18-wheeler, a big rig, what's the new standard?
They will be getting about 23% gain in fuel efficiency between now and 2018.
Well, how do they meet these new standards? That's pretty ambitious. That's really coming fast and furious.
It is, and it starts out with the diesel engine, which now is near zero emissions, and that engine's going to get more efficient than ever before through the use of advanced turbocharging and boosting technologies on the engine and advanced fuel injection technology will make the engine super more efficient in how it burns every drop of fuel, converting more of that fuel into usable energy than waste heat. And then you start to think about the thing that that engine powers, which is the rest of the vehicle. And you try and make the vehicle more aerodynamic.
The smaller vehicles, the standard is, what, 10 to 15%. But did I hear you say zero emissions from a diesel engine?
That's right. You know, we spent the last 10 years making diesel clean. And today, in some of America's most polluted cities, the air coming out of a diesel truck, 2010, 2011 model, could actually be cleaner than the air going into it. And that's because the engine is now near zero emissions for both particles and ozone kind of smog precursors like nitrogen oxide.
But you're still emitting greenhouse gases, climate-changing gases.
That's right. And any internal combustion engine is emitting greenhouse gases. So it's important just to keep that in mind. I think the other thing with this rule is that these vehicles do work. They haul lots of heavy loads and do lots of different things, so we have to think about them in a different way than we do passenger cars in terms of fuel economy.
Well, a big rig, how many miles per gallon is it getting right about now?
The new generation of big rigs are getting about 5% better fuel economy than the ones made in 2009, so they're pulling down, you know, 6, 7, 8 miles a gallon.
Mm-hmm.
Those are trucks that are hauling, again, 80,000-pound payloads. So that doesn't sound like a lot of fuel efficiency, but it is, especially when you look at it over the entire fleet.
So how many miles does an average rig get driven a year?
The average big rig is anywhere from 100,000 to 150,000 miles a year.
Hmm.
The fuel bill for a big rig is easily in close to or above the $100,000 range.
So what will the new efficiency standard save?
The fuel cost savings that are predicted when all is said and done, fully implemented for these rules, about $50 billion in fuel cost, and EPA estimates about 500 million barrels of oil will be saved from the full implementation of these rules.
So trucking companies probably love this, I would guess. It's going to save them fuel. But what about the people that make the trucks and the engines? And I mean, those would be more expensive.
It's a win-win on both sides of the equation there. From the manufacturer side, it's the uniformity and having a certainty about what the future looks like. For users, there is a higher investment for these new vehicles. That could be a couple $100s in a small truck up to a couple $1,000s in a big rig. But the big rigs put down so many miles a year that they'll get the payback of that in a shorter time frame. Really, in a year or two, they'll have recovered the higher cost of the new technologies to make the engine more and truck more efficient. So then going forward, that's just additional profit in their pocket.
I was reading a blog post by the spokesman for the House Majority Leader, Republican Eric Cantor. He says this, the new rules, quote, further tie the hands of job creators and add yet another hurdle to getting the economy up and running.
he's basically saying these new standards are job killers.
Well, it's hard to say exactly what's behind that statement, and I haven't seen that analysis. The new generation trucks are more fuel efficient, and people are seeing that and saying, I can't sit here on the sidelines with this, you know, 5-year-old truck, and these guys are eating my lunch, getting, you know, 5, 6, 7% better fuel economy per gallon. I got to get in that game. And that's been driving some of the growth in truck sales this year. We've heard that from a number of different sources. This does look like at this point it's going to be a win for the users and for manufacturers in terms of getting the most fuel-efficient clean diesel technology out there in the roads.
Alan Schaefer is Executive Director of the Diesel Technology Forum. Mr. Schaefer, thank you so very much.
Thanks for having us.